Thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And if you tuned into General Conference earlier this month, you probably heard LDS President Thomas S. Monson make this exciting announcement.
Brothers and sisters, before I begin my formal message today, I'd like to announce four new temples, which in coming months and years will be built in the following locations: Quito, Ecuador; Harare, Zimbabwe; Burem, Brazil; and a second temple in Lima, Peru. When I became a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles in 1963, there were 12 operating temples in the entire church. With the dedication of the Provo City Temple 2 weeks ago, there are now 150 temples in operation throughout the world. How grateful we are for the blessings we receive in these holy houses.
So four new temples will soon be underway, and I love the comparison that President Monson makes to the 1960s, when there were just 12 temples in operation around the world, and now, today, there are 150 operating temples, not including those that are still under construction. And it's really an exciting time to be a Latter-day Saint today and to see these glorious buildings popping up all over the world. Leslie Castillo is a media producer at Mormon Channel and is also a Peruvian citizen, and she's here with us today to talk about this exciting announcement of a second temple in Lima. Thanks for being here.
No, thank you.
So you grew up in Peru and you travel home a couple of times a year now. Why do you think a second temple in Peru was needed now?
My people in Peru, they are very faithful people. It's just because we all have that, the background of being the Book of Mormon descendants. We believe that the Incas culture is actually what the Book of Mormon talks about. And a lot of people, when missionaries just come and knock at their doors, they know that it's true. Just by the first or second discussions, they know that the gospel is true. And so it's needed because they need to be working on being a better people. And they need to keep working and keep learning about what is to be ready to actually get into a temple and be perfected.
You hear about all these stories about people that serve missions in Peru or other parts of South America, and they seem to have so many opportunities to teach and baptize, and the people seem so open and willing to learn. And I didn't think about it in that light, that it is part of their culture, and they feel that it's, you know, part of their ancestral duties to learn more.
Yes, it's part of our inheritance. And that's something that we all been taught since we were kids, because that's our people, our descendants. And the Book of Mormon is just a testimony of that.
Right.
For us. Yeah.
That's beautiful. So based on when the first temple in Lima was built, how did things change for the community when that happened?
It was a commotion that in Peru, that Mormons were invading Peru.
Oh.
And the temple was part of the invasion. The good part is that people were aware that we were there, that we had a presence in there, and that we were actually there to help people and to make our communities a better place to live. And that was the presence that we all had. And so people realized that by having Mormons or even living around the temple, there were less crime. People were more respectful. So just by having the temple there, people are wanting to live close by the temple because of that. And they wanted to relate to people that have excellent values.
And at the very least, temples are beautiful buildings and they just add to the landscape.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and I think there's a sense of peace when you see something that, you know, takes a long time to build, looks like it took a lot of skill and craft to build it. I think there's a sense of respect for things like that. So the whole thing you're talking about of the cut down on crime and violence and things, I think people just sort of sense that that's a special place to be.
Yeah. And they think that everybody can enter also.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Everybody can just... And they're like, when are you inviting us to go to the temple?
Oh.
Because they don't know that you really have to prepare to become worthy to enter to the temple. But they don't realize that.
Right.
Yeah. And some people think that we're very selfish, that we don't want to have them enter because they're not members of the church. But then they realize that they have to become better people in order to be worthy to enter. So that's a good part of it.
So it sounds like the open house when the second temple is finished is going to be a pretty big deal.
It is a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the politicians, all the people that are non-members and they have power and control of the country, they will be there. And so they will have a different idea and vision of what the temple is.
And what kind of a role has the temple played in your life?
In my life, it is actually a place where I can be isolated from the world. It is a place where I can just get rid of all the worriness and all of the noise of the world, and I can feel that I'm in the house of my God. And I can feel that I can have peace and love, even though the world is sometimes so chaotic. But I can feel there that I can be secluded and I can be in contact with God.
Thank you so much for being here today and sharing your thoughts.
Thank you.
So to read more about temples that are under construction, you can visit LDS.org. And to watch, read, or listen to General Conference, you can visit MormonChannel.org. And our quote of the day comes from Elder David E. Sorensen, a former LDS church leader in the Quorum of the 70. And he said, "The simple presence of a temple should serve as a reminder of covenants we have made, the need for integrity, and the fact that God is never far away." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.